Both companies want to expand but can't under the size cap.
Fox's Dan Springer, north of Seattle in Bellingham, Washington. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling is a live call-in radio program providing doctrinal dialogue, cultural commentary, and insightful interviews with some of today's foremost Christian authors and leaders. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Traveler's Rest. The goal of the church and the radio program is to seek the glory of God in the salvation of sinners and the sanctification of the saints by the ministry of the Word. For more information, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. Here with today's edition of Knowing the Truth is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome into this edition of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. It's certainly good to be back with you here in the studio. Last broadcast on Tuesday, I actually did a live broadcast from his radio's sister studio, I believe it is, over at First Baptist Church of Spartanburg. I know it's referred to as In the Hangar over there. They have a building they call the Hangar, which is a youth building. And in that building, they've got a couple of unique items. First of all, they've got a fighter jet. How cool is that? They've got a fighter jet hanging from the ceiling in there. I think it's actually a Navy fighter jet. It's not like an F-15 or anything like that, but I think it's a Navy one, like maybe one of the Blue Angel type jets, something like that. Looks really cool hanging from the ceiling in there. But they also have their own radio station. And so the folks over there, I was over there for the National Association of Nuthetic Counseling conference that was taking place there. And the folks there at First Baptist, I tell you, they treated me like a king, like royalty. They were just so kind. They made the entire studio available there to me to go in. I took three authors in the studio there with me. We then did the live broadcast from their facility. They piped it over here to the facility on Wade Hampton, and then we sent it out from this location. And so I just want to thank once again Britt Dillard and the team over there at First Baptist of Spartanburg for allowing me to do it, that. They were so gracious, gave me whatever I needed in order to be comfortable there in the broadcast. Let me do it all. I was controlling the board, pressing buttons. Man, I was the man there this past week. So had a blast doing it and got a chance to talk with a number of authors. If you didn't get a chance to hear that broadcast, I would recommend that you go out there and listen to it, not because I was controlling everything so you can hear that. No. Because of the authors that I had on there with me. I had three really good authors there, and I'll talk about them in just a moment. We're actually on the broadcast today. We're going to listen to a interview that I did with Dr. David Jeremiah. I actually conducted this interview a few weeks ago with Dr. Jeremiah, but I've been holding on to it for a number of reasons. One reason was I had other broadcasts that were scheduled ahead of that one, and so we went ahead and played those. But I also wanted to play it as close to the upcoming events with Dr. Jeremiah as possible so that it would whet the appetite of those who have not yet signed up for a couple of those events. And so I'm going to play that interview in just a few minutes. We're going to play it after the first break here. That'll give people a chance to get in and get on the broadcast to start, signing on the folks that listen via sermon audio, and then also the folks here locally within the local listening audience. Sometimes they don't listen right at 1 o'clock. It takes a few minutes to get into the broadcast, and they're signing in. So we're going to wait until after the first break, and then I'll go ahead and play that broadcast or that interview that I did with Dr. Jeremiah. By the way, during that interview, I'm speaking with him about his latest book, which is called Living with Confidence in a Chaotic World. Talk about an appropriate subject, this idea of living with confidence, especially as we look around us today. We see, what appears to be, at least on the surface, chaos that is taking place in our society today. The stock market is crazy, up one day, down the next day. The things that are taking place within our government, are just bizarre at times as we hear things that are coming out. There seems to be new threats every single day that are coming out. Right now, everybody's dealing with the H1N1 threat that's being promoted so heavily within the news media and all of these types of things. We have new threats from our enemies, from Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, are seem to be gaining ground there in Afghanistan. I actually have a friend who's staying with us for the next couple of days, who is a Marine stationed in Afghanistan as well. So been getting a lot of good, he's back on furlough, or what do they call that, a leave of absence. He's back, he's supposed to be on leave. Don't anybody, you know, report anything. But he's supposed to be on leave, back here with us for a couple of days and just enjoying his company and, you know, some of his comments about what's taking place, but first-hand accounts of what's taking place over there in Afghanistan. And so anyways, a lot of these things are taking place. How do we live in light of this? You know, how do we think about these things and think about them biblically? That's what Dr. Jeremiah has in mind as we talk together about living with confidence in a chaotic world. Let me give you a couple of events that are coming up involving Dr. Jeremiah that you may be interested in. First of all, he's going to be speaking at the Bilo Center right here in downtown Greenville on October 29th. And so this is a free event. And also, the singer Charles Billingsley is going to be there doing some opening songs and hymns there in the beginning of the presentation by Dr. Jeremiah. But this is an absolutely free event, and so you have to have a ticket for it, but the ticket is free. All you have to do is go out to the website, www.davidjeremiah.org, and then it has a /rallies, but you'll see a button there for it. Click on that and then just register, and you're in. You've got what you need. You've got the tickets you need. You're all set to be able to go to this absolutely free event. There'll be thousands of people from the upstate that'll be there at this event, and so you get to fellowship together with your brothers and sisters in Christ. A second event, and this one I'm even more involved in, this is a pastor's fellowship that is taking place, and actually a pastor's breakfast. And we've teamed up, we being the Pastors Fellowship of Greater Greenville, has teamed up with the folks there from David Jeremiah Ministries in order to put together a pastor's breakfast that is taking place at the Hilton in downtown Greenville, actually off of Haywood Road right here. And that link is located on my website. So if you go to knowingthetruth.org, on the right-hand column, it says Pastor's Breakfast with David Jeremiah. Christian Talk 660 is involved in it. WLFJ is involved in it. The Pastor's Fellowship of Greater Greenville is involved, and, of course, the folks from David Jeremiah's organization. But if you're a pastor, a church leader, I think that's elders and deacons as well, you can attend this free breakfast, and Dr. David Jeremiah is going to be there leading that breakfast or leading the discussion during that breakfast. So it's absolutely free. You can't beat it. You can fellowship together with your other pastor friends from this area. And just click on that link out on knowingthetruth.org. It'll open up the registration page, register yourself, and that's it. You're in. We're going to buy you a free breakfast, and you're going to get a chance to fellowship together with fellow pastors and also hear a great message, an encouraging message from Dr. David Jeremiah. So you won't want to miss it. Just go out there and click on those two links that I've just told you about. We're going to go ahead and take our first break, and when we come back from our break, I'll go ahead and play the interview that I did with Dr. Jeremiah. That'll whet your appetite for those two events I was just telling you about. And then we'll discuss it. It's only a 15-minute interview. We'll discuss it at the bottom of the hour, and then I'll tell you about a couple of other things that I participated in over the weekend at that conference there, the NANC conference. We'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.
Wall Street went into a free fall.
It's the biggest one-day drop ever.
We live in times of financial insecurity.
The financial crisis, meanwhile, continued to spread.
But no matter what you're facing, you don't have to face it alone. We're a radio station made of real people with real-life struggles just like you. We are here because we've found security in tough times. We offer teaching and talk to point people toward eternal strength found only in God. And it's your support of our ministries that gives people this good news in insecure times. Thanks for telling your friends about Christian Talk 660.
It's great pizza for a great price. So pack up the family and head over to Speedy B's near Walmart on Woodruff Road in Greenville. At Speedy B's, you'll find friendly faces and at least a dozen pizzas out at all times. Or you can order a pizza and they'll make it fresh just for you at no extra cost. So visit Speedy B's today.
Hi, this is Pastor Kevin Bowling, and I want to take the time to thank John, Ruth, Carlos, and the good folks over there at Speedy B's Pizza for their support of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
The Bible says telling a lie is a sin. Have you ever lied?
Franklin Graham, hitting close to home.
Now, some of you may say, well, I've never told a lie. Well, no, that's a lie. The Bible says all men have lied. Of course. We're guilty, aren't we? We're guilty. Stealing is a sin against God. Have you ever stolen? Have you ever cheated on an exam, homework? As stealing, we're guilty. Murder is a sin against God. Now, you say, well, Franklin, we doubt if we have any murderers in here. Well, you know, abortion. But I want you to know that you could be tonight guilty of that. God will forgive you tonight. That's right. He'll set you free.
Turn away from your sins, trust in Christ, and you'll have that forgiveness and freedom. Learn more by calling us toll-free at 866-JESUS-CARES or click billygraham.org.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Okay, we're going to go right ahead and air that interview that I did with Dr. David Jeremiah about his book, Living with Confidence in a Chaotic World. And when we end that interview, we'll then go ahead and take another break, but then we'll open up the phone lines to have you comment on the discussion I had with Dr. David Jeremiah. Here we go. Well, thank you very much. With me on the phone right now is Dr. David Jeremiah. You know him well from his radio program that you hear right here on Christian Talk 660 each and every day. And we wanted to talk to Dr. Jeremiah about his upcoming book. It's going to be released in just a very short period of time, and Dr. Jeremiah will be talking with us today about that book. And also, he's coming to the Greenville area, and I'll tell you more about that in just a minute. Dr. David Jeremiah is the senior pastor of Shadow Mountain Community Church. He's the author of several best-selling books, and his popular syndicated Bible teaching program, Turning Point, is broadcast internationally. Dr. Jeremiah, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the Knowing the Truth radio program today.
I'm very honored to be with you and very excited about coming to actually be with you in person in a few weeks.
Well, a lot of people looking forward to that event, and I'll be giving them that information in just a minute. I was hoping in the few minutes that we have here to talk on the program today that you could give us a little bit of a synopsis of what folks will find in your latest book that's coming out, Living with Confidence in a Chaotic World. What a title, what an appropriate title for what we see going on today. Would you mind if we do the impossible as pastors and try to get through 8 points here very quickly with you just giving us a brief synopsis of what our listeners would find in each one of those chapters?
All right. I'll be happy to try my best.
Okay. We'll do the impossible, but let's start with the first one. You say that one of the habits that needs to be developed or established in the light of the Christian, in light of the second coming, is he has to be centered in Christ. Would you embellish that a little bit for us?
Well, it comes from the book of Colossians, where we're told to set our affection on things above and not on things on earth. And obviously, when you're living in the chaos that we're living in right now, if you're going to settle your things, set your mind on the things of the earth, you're going to be very discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And the important thing is that we have a Savior who's already run this race before us. He's the forerunner of our faith. He's the finisher of our faith. And when we center our attention on Him, when we focus on Him, He helps us see that it's possible for us to get from where we are to where he wants us to be, and we can be confident.
Very close second to that, I would think, of course, because the Word of God explains to us and tells us who Christ is. A second chapter in that book is the idea of being committed to the Word. So not only a focus on Christ, but a commitment to the Word of God that he's given to us.
Well, those go together because, of course, Christ is the living Word, and the Bible is the written Word, and the written Word speaks of Christ. And if there is one chapter in this book that's more important than the others, it would be that one, perhaps, because out of that flows all the other information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's an, you know, because you're a pastor, you get all the same literature I get. You know, there's a movement now in many, even of the evangelical churches, kind of away from the Word of God as the main subject. We've managed to figure out everything else we can throw into that slot. But the Bible tells us that the only way we're going to get through hard times is through the power of His Word. And so there's a whole chapter about the vital importance of staying committed to the Word of God.
Amen. And I have noticed that trend in modern evangelicalism, you know, drifting away from the Word of God, which I think is very much self-explanatory then as to why we see such a low levels of victory in the Christian life and, you know, love towards Christ. And maybe even the next chapter is a result of that. The next chapter in your book is compassion towards others. So
that's a really interesting thing, because what normally happens when we get under pressure, financial pressure, when we start to lose our jobs or our homes or whatever, we become very focused on ourselves. We pull the moat in behind us. We bring our own families and our close friends around us, and we become oblivious to those around us who are hurting. And that's interesting, because it's the exact opposite of what the Bible tells us to do.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that when we're in times like this, we're not only to love, but we're to increase our love, not only of the brethren, but of all. And that means that we who are Christians have an incredible opportunity right now to show a difference. So let me just give you an illustration. I was in Nashville, Tennessee yesterday, and I was with some friends, and we went to a restaurant to eat. And the gal who served us was obviously a really hard worker, and she mentioned this was her second job. And one of our guys just had a lot of compassion. She's got two teenagers, and obviously she's a single mom. And so when it came time to pay the bill, he gave her $50. And I didn't know he had done that, but I asked her if it would be all right if we prayed with her before we left.
Mm-hmm.
And she just, you know, tears came to her eyes. And so here we are in this restaurant, and there's three guys and this gal, and we hold hands around a circle, and we pray for her and her family. And I'll never forget what she said when we started to leave. You know what she said? She said, "I've been a Christian most of my life, and nobody has ever done that for me." And I'm telling you, this is a great opportunity, brother, for us as followers of Christ to show the love of Christ, because there's hurting people everywhere we go.
Yes.
And we don't have to go find them. I mean, they find us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to renew my own personal commitment to that God has called us to be people of compassion and love. We may not be able to solve all the problems, but we can sure show the love of Christ to those around us.
Amen. I love the flow of the different chapters that we're just talking about, because I think it's so biblical that Christ has shed his love upon us, and then the first outflow of that is that we love Christ, and then out of that relationship comes our compassion and our love being shown towards others that are around about us.
Mm-hmm.
So often today, I think the gospel message has become, you know, a little bit more of a theology that just includes reaching out to the world, but leaves off these tremendous doctrinal points that empower us and enable us to be able to reach out to the rest of the world. So I love that you put it in that context, and even more so, put it into the context of the second coming of Christ, which, of course, there's been so much argumentation around it. But the main points about us just being working for Christ because our master is coming back here, living in light of the second coming is the way that I put it.
That's right.
Living in light of the second is such an important point. We noted before that there has been a trend in evangelicalism of a drift away from the Word of God, but here's another one, another chapter in your book, that unfortunately, I'm just surprised and shocked at how many Christian leaders today are jumping on the bandwagon, but your title is this, Connected to the Church. And there seems to be so many people now that feel that the church is unnecessary, that we can just take a walk in a park or meet at Starbucks or something and have church. Speak to that issue, if you would, please.
Well, that comes from Hebrews, where it says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching, which means as we see the day of Christ approaching, we're to be more and more together. We're to come together, that we need each other, and connecting to one another is critical.
Mm-hmm.
And in this day and age, when people seem to be leaving the church, this is the time when we ought to be coming together. And I think that's both in the public settings, in our services, and in small groups, as they did in the New Testament, where we can be an encouragement and a support to one another. So the connectedness that we need right now is more than ever before important to the believer.
Mm-hmm.
And the church ought to be a primary focus. I've told people, I grew up in a pastor's home. We never missed church. Even if we went somewhere on Saturday, we would come home Saturday night because we couldn't. We just didn't want to miss church.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother taught a Sunday school class. My parents said, you know, we will always be in church on Sunday. That commitment to the church has waned over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Here in California, we figured that if we get people 3 out of 5 Sundays, we're probably doing better than most.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many other things to do. In fact, as you probably know, if you have a young family, I have my children and grandchildren are here. Many of the main sports events for children, even little leagues, have been moved on to Sunday in competition with church.
Mm.
And it puts so much pressure on Christian families to try to figure out how they can both keep their kids involved in things that they enjoy and at the same time not miss the priority of the Lord's house. So it's a really challenging time for the church, but we have clear instruction that we're to stay connected, and that's what that chapter's about.
Amen. You know, forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. And so
mm-hmm.
I think, as you say, that pressure is going to get greater and greater, but we must hold the line. It's extremely important. I tell my congregation, we can't fulfill half of the imperatives in the New Testament scriptures without being in fellowship one with the other, praying for one another, encouraging one another, loving one another, forgiving one, all of those things. Moving on and through your book, you write also about being consistent in your walk. Consistency is certainly something we need desperately today. Amen?
That's true. And, you know, we're not going to get through all these 8 if I spend as much time, so I'm just going to give you, I'm just going to let you know that the Bible tells us we're to abide in Him. That means we're to be consistently consistent in our walk with Christ. And the rationale for that is that one of these days, very soon, we're going to see Him. He's going to be with us.
I love that way you put it, consistently consistent. How about calm in your heart, number 6 on the list?
Well, that's all about recognizing that as believers, while we have the same environment, the same problems, same troubles everybody else has, God has given us a reason to be encouraged and strengthened in our walk. And that comes from John 14, where Jesus is speaking to His disciples, and He says, let not your heart be troubled.
Mm-hmm.
They were filled with anxiety because they recognized that He was leaving, and He was everything to them, and they didn't know how they were going to function without Him.
Mm-hmm.
And so His words to them and through them to us is, don't be filled with anxiety. And then He says, you believe in God, believe also in Me.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives them the promise of the future. And as I've said often, when you are certain about the future, you can be confident in the present.
Amen. I think that a lot of people in that same chapter, I believe, he says that it is expedient for you that I go away because I'll send another comforter.
Absolutely.
And I think most people think, well, wait a second, Jesus going away, how could this be good? But mm-hmm. the indwelling Holy Spirit of God and the work of God being done through His people is certainly some of the benefits that we see mm-hmm. there. Number 7 on the list is certain of His coming. How about addressing the second coming?
Well, that comes from Romans chapter 13, verse 11, where we're told to awake out of our sleep. And I that's the little verse that I've written in all the books that I wrote, that I signed last time when What in the World came out. That, you know, the people of God need to awake. We need to be aware that the coming of the Lord is near, and we cannot push that into the background of our mind and be consistent as his followers. So what that means is simply that we need to keep our eyes on the Lord and remember that our redemption draws nigh, and be certain about that and not be wavering. We may not agree on every nuance about how and when it's going to happen, but We need not waver on the importance of that.
Exactly. I guess the final point really sums up the entire book. It uses the word there anyways that is built into the title. But the title of this one is Confident in Your Faith. Of course, going right along with living with confidence in a chaotic world. Just address that one a little bit, if you would, please.
Well, this is no time for us to be uncertain about what we believe. We need to be confident in what we know to be true. And the Bible has given us so much reason to understand our faith. And so, you know, when you're in the midst of challenging days like we are right now, you may not know what's going to happen in the world around you, but if you're a follower of Christ, you surely can know what's happening in your own heart and your life, and that confidence center helps you survive the turbulent times. And so the whole purpose of that chapter is to draw us back to the reminder that we have a faith that is once for all delivered to the saints, and it's worthy of our trust, and we can stand strong in that. And obviously, in all of that, we can be confident in God.
Well, that's a tremendous message. I would imagine that that's the message, or some element of what we just talked about, will be included in the Evening with David Jeremiah on October 29th, right here at the Bible Center in Greenville. Will that be included, I would imagine?
I'm certain it will be, but you know, as I do these events during the course of the book, these sermons have a way of evolving one from another, so Who knows what I'll be talking about then, but it'll all be from the book and from the importance of us learning how to stay confident in a chaotic world.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Jeremiah, for taking time out of your very busy schedule to be with me on the Knowing the Truth radio program today.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you.
Well, that was my interview there with Dr. David Jeremiah. We did that a couple of weeks ago, talking about his latest book, Living with Confidence in a Chaotic World. As I mentioned, October 29th is the date. He will be here in Greenville for two events. One is the evening event that is open to the public, October 29th, in the evening at the Bilo Center in downtown Greenville. You can go out to their website, davidjeremiah.org/rallies. And then also there's a pastor's breakfast coming up that same morning. Tell you about it when we come back from the break.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.
Here's Dr. R.C. Sproul, respected pastor, author, and founder of Ligonier Ministries.
One of my favorite interviewers is Pastor Kevin Bowling, who hosts Knowing the Truth radio program out of Greenville, South Carolina. This is a terrific program, and I strongly recommend that you give your serious attention to it.
Hear Pastor Kevin Bowling on Knowing the Truth, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 o'clock on Christian Talk 660 and online at knowingthetruth.org.
It's great pizza for a great price. So pack up the family and head over to Speedy B's near Walmart on Woodruff Road in Greenville. At Speedy B's, you'll find friendly faces and at least a dozen pizzas out at all times. Or you can order a pizza and they'll make it fresh just for you at no extra cost. So visit Speedy B's today.
Hi, this is Pastor Kevin Bowling, and I want to take the time to thank John, Ruth, Carlos, and the good folks over there at Speedy B's Pizza for their support of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
Psalm 89 says that the Lord has chosen you to stand before Him and to serve Him. I like that. I'm so glad God chose me to serve Him. But I remember when God chose me for something that I did not like. I'm Johnny Tata, and it happened when I broke my neck. At first, I was terrified. When God whispered Isaiah 48 into my ear, I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Once I left the hospital, though, a quadriplegic in my wheelchair, I knew I would no longer stand before him and serve him. I was to sit before him and serve him. It was all part of my being chosen for affliction. No doubt about it, now I was God's chosen instrument. And God was choosing me to suffer for his namesake. Not to be bitter, but to handle it gracefully. God has chosen you, whether standing or sitting, to be his instrument.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome back into the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. I was just mentioning a couple of moments ago, just before we went to break, that when we came back from the break, I would tell you about that second event. I mentioned the first one. The first one is the fact that on October 29th, Dr. Jeremiah will be here in Greenville at the Bilo Center in the evening, and that's open to everyone. However, in the morning for a breakfast, this is just open to pastors and church leaders. And so there's one bright and early there in the morning. It'll be held over at the Hilton in downtown Greenville. And I keep saying downtown Greenville for the Hilton. That's actually off of Haywood Road over by the Haywood Mall, not quite downtown Greenville. I shouldn't say that. And so that one is open for pastors, but here's an opportunity for if you're a pastor listening to this program, if you are involved in church ministry there at your church or leadership in some sense there in the church, maybe an elder or a deacon, I think it's open to you as well. And so you can come and get a free breakfast and join together with your fellow church leaders here from the area and take advantage of this time just to get together and have a wonderful time of fellowship, but also to be encouraged with a message from Dr. David Jeremiah. Of course, he's very much interested in encouraging fellow pastors. This is part of his ministry in doing this, and so they have put together this this free breakfast for pastors here in the area, and the Pastors Fellowship of Greater Greenville has joined with them to do this along with Christian Talk 660 and WLFJ. Let me just say that I have books today to give away. If you would like a copy of Dr. David Jeremiah's book, the one that we were just discussing, Living with Confidence in a Chaotic World, I do have some copies of this book available. If you live right here in the Greenville area or the upstate of South Carolina and you're listening in your car or maybe in your home right now and you would like a copy of the book, all you got to do is call in, ask a question or a comment dealing with living with confidence in this chaotic world, and we'll go ahead and put a copy for you up at the front desk here, and you can come in and pick up a copy right here at the front desk. If you live outside of the area, maybe you're listening through sermon audio today or some other means, maybe through the website here at Christian Talk 660, maybe through my website, you can listen live there as well. But if you're listening outside of the immediate area here, we'll be happy to go ahead and mail you one of these copies. And so all you need to do is, after you call in, is just send me an email with your question, with your mailing address, and then I'll go ahead and get a copy of that book out to you as soon as possible. And so that's courtesy of Thomas Nelson Publishing, and I'm sure they're happy to do that for you. So we thank them for providing those books for us. I wanted to open up the phone lines, too, to give you a chance to comment on what David Jeremiah was saying during our discussion there, during our interview. And he was talking about that we can live this life as Christians. We can live with confidence, even in the midst of the chaos and confusion that is taking place all around us. That's a great subject. That's something that is certainly, you know, people say, well, the Bible's not very relevant to what I'm going through today. Well, the Bible is the most relevant book on the planet Earth. There is no more relevant book. The Bible enables us, it tells us, it instructs us how we can live with confidence even while all of these other things are taking place all around us in our life today. And so that's certainly an important and certainly a relevant subject. You know, this particular topic is discussed, of course, in the scriptures. I'm thinking of the book of Thessalonians. In Thessalonians 4, this is the subject that the Apostle Paul is writing to the Thessalonians about. He's writing them about to them about why, in light of the second coming of Christ, they can have confidence in order to live the Christian life. And when I say live the Christian life, I'm not talking about just squeaking by. I'm not talking about, you know, that we get in some sort of a holy huddle and we build our compounds and we hide away until the Lord comes and takes us out of this place. I'm talking about living a victorious and joyous Christian life. The power of the gospel is such that it enables us to be able to live this type of victorious life in Jesus Christ. We have the power here in the doctrines that are contained in the Word of God, in the truth that is contained about our relationship with Christ, our union with Christ, that we can live as Christians with great level of confidence in this life. Now, I'm sure you might be saying, you know, well, that's something that I need in my Christian life. I need to have the ability to be able to do that. And maybe you've met Christians that are like that. You the way that they carry themselves, the way that they speak about things. You say, listen, this person just doesn't seem to be moved by all of these things that are taking place in our society today. They seem to be almost above these things. How do they do that? They do that because they have a tremendous amount of confidence in the Word of God and in their union with Christ. Let's go to the phone lines very quickly to get some feedback from some of the folks listening today. Jean is calling. Jean, welcome into the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
Oh, thank you so much for having David Jeremiah. I followed his ministry for a long time, and even through his battles with cancer. So he has lived through the valleys and the shadows of death in this life and come out on top. Because, you know, the Lord is good, and he's allowed him, David Jeremiah, to share his story with us over the years and bring us also the Word of God. And but he's a very special person, and I appreciate you all having him here. And I won't be able to come to the to hear him at the Bible Center, but I just wanted to, you know, share that. And
well, good. I'm glad you can then get a copy of the book, Gene. And your comment is very important for us to note, because sometimes I think we may think that some of these writers write about these subjects, you know, in some sort of an ivory tower somewhere that, you know, the publisher sends them away to a luxury hotel in order to write about their experiences or something. But I think your point about that David Jeremiah himself has gone through a tremendous amount of suffering is a great point. This is something that we see with many, many writers, both in our day and age and previously. For instance, like C.H. Spurgeon, you know, wrote tremendous books on many subjects about how the gospel enables us to get through this life. And yet he suffered with tremendous debilitating physical problems in his life. I know he had gout for a number of years. He even suffered with depression along some level for a number of years as well. The famous hymn writer, William Cowper, C-O-W-P-E-R, who wrote many of the hymns that we sing in our hymnals today, he suffered with depression terribly in his life, you know, caused by a number of physical things that he had in his life. In fact, he lived on the same property with, I believe it was with John Newton. They had a path in the back of the yard that went from one house to the other. But yet he wrote those hymns, tremendous hymns, talking about tremendous doctrinal truth. And yet he still had very real problems in his life that he faced. So your point, you know, being that here's David Jeremiah, just one writer in our day and age, but writing about, not writing out of a life of ease and carelessness, but writing from a perspective of having gone through trials and tribulation themselves, and still saying in the midst of that, that the gospel is enough, the gospel can give us the confidence that we need to go through these things, is a very, very important point.
Beautiful testimony.
Well, thank you, Jean, for calling in today. And the book, we'll be waiting for you right at the front desk, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you much. Okay. Let's go to another caller. We've got Beverly also on the phone line here with us. Beverly, welcome into the Knowing the Truth radio program today.
Thank you, Kevin. And I just wanted to thank you for having such good authors and speakers on the radio to encourage us. And,
my pleasure. Thank you for your comment.
Yes. Well, I just really appreciate what you do and what the radio station is doing.
Well,
and
you're very kind. Can I pass you through to my wife just to make a couple comments? No, I'm just kidding.
Yes. Well, I just really want the listening audience to know that we're really blessed to be able to be informed about such good resources, because when we teach when we teach sound truth, we'll live better.
Yes.
Biblically, and it's about knowing the truth to live it. And we can't live in fear. We need to hear the word of hope and the word of God more to encourage the next generation, this generation and the next generation.
Exactly.
To know how to stand.
You know, you made a couple of points there. One is the idea of knowing the truth and how important it is. The title for this broadcast wasn't selected haphazardly. I specifically selected it for that reason that you just pointed out. The Lord Jesus Christ said this, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So the knowledge of the truth, in fact, we, in order to be able to do the things that the Lord Jesus Christ commands us to do in our Christian life, it flows out of a knowledge of the doctrinal truths that we are taught in the Word of God. We can't divorce the one from the other. We can't find in our own strength and our own abilities the enablement to be able to do the things that Christ commands us apart from the great doctrinal truths that are taught to us in the Word of God. I just started a study at our church. We just finished up a expository study through the book of James, and I just started a study in the longest chapter in the Bible, in Psalm 119. And here is the psalmist saying in there, in every single verse, there's 176 verses in that chapter. Every single verse except for one mentions the Word of God. 122 does not mention the Word of God. But every other verse in that entire chapter, the psalmist is saying the place that we get the power to live a victorious Christian life is from the Word of God. And I don't know, you know, I don't know about you, Beverly, but I guess I, you know, the Word of God knows, the Spirit of God knows that I need to hear it over and over again, because I will turn to other means in order to try to live a successful Christian life. But he keeps saying to us over and over again, the power to live the Christian life is found in the Scriptures. So your point is a very important point, and I really thank you for sharing that with us today.
Well, thanks for dispelling fear in from the world's point of view to hope and confidence.
Well, thank you. Do you live right here in the area, Beverly?
I do.
Okay, then we'll go ahead and put a copy of this book right at the front desk for you.
I'll give it to my son, who's a pastor.
Well, that'd be great. You can read it ahead of time. You probably won't notice that you read it, and then you can get it. But that would be great. And make sure you tell them about the free pastor's breakfast. We'd love to meet them there.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Beverly.
Okay.
Beverly made a good point there, too, about the radio program. Why do I have so many authors on the program? I have them on for the very reason that she pointed out. I want to give you the opportunity to hear from these men and women who have wrote on this subject throughout the years, you know, that have wrote intelligently and scripturally about these subjects. I want to give you the opportunity to interact with some of these authors. That is really the reason why we have so many authors on this broadcast. We'll talk a little more about it when we come back from the break.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.
A 747 gracefully defies gravity as its 400-plus tons ascends into the air. It's not that the pull of gravity just disappears. It's simply that the lift beneath the wings is greater than the pull of gravity below. That's the picture of life and how our station can help. We can't make the weight of the world disappear for you,
but the message in our programs can help provide the lift you need to help you make it through.
So thanks for your support as we help people focus on the one who can lift people up to soar on eagle's wings.
Tell your friends about Christian Talk 660.
This is David Jeremiah. We are living in uncertain times. Every day, shocking headlines give us new reasons to fear. How can we live a life of commitment and confidence in the midst of chaotic times? Well, I would like to invite you to join me for a special Turning Point event as I share the message of my newest book, Living with Confidence in a Chaotic World. You'll enjoy an evening of Christ-centered worship, updates on Turning Point Worldwide, and find the hope and encouragement that only the Word of God can give. Plan now to attend this live event Thursday, October 29th, 7 p.m. at the Bilo Center in Greenville, South Carolina. This event is free and open to everyone. To order your free tickets or to find out more information about this event, log on to davidjeremiah.org/rallies. That's davidjeremiah.org/rallies.
After last week's heartbreaking loss to Appalachian State, the Citadel returns to action Saturday at Elon in a game featuring arguably the top two receivers at the FCS level. Elon's Terrell Hudgins, who set the NCAA all-time mark in career receptions in last week's win over Furman, and the Bulldogs All-American Andre Roberts. Catch all the action of this critical Southern Conference game beginning at noon with our tailgate show presented by www.thecitadelsportsnetwork.com on your home for Citadel football, Christian Talk 660.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome back into the last segment of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. I want to make sure that if you've just tuned in, that you're aware of what we've been doing. We aired a interview that I did with Dr. David Jeremiah about his latest book, which is called Living with Confidence in a Chaotic World. And so we aired that, about a 15-minute interview, and we talked about the 8 points that he makes throughout that book. I then opened up the phone lines and we said, if you want to call in with a comment or a question about what we had been talking about or just about just how understanding the gospel in our life enables us to be able to live with confidence in this world, that even though things in our country may not be going in the direction that we want them to go in, even though in your own life you may have personal issues that are, you know, demanding a lot of your attention and that have maybe at times got you down, you may have physical issues that are taking place, you may have marital problems that are taking place, you may have relationship issues with other family members or friends that are taking place. But even though these things are taking place, as we have been saying, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, rightly understood and rightly applied, is powerful enough to enable us to get through this life. And I don't mean, again, when I say get through this life, I don't mean by the skin of our teeth. I don't mean just scraping by. I don't mean, oh, well, how you doing? Well, I'm doing great under the circumstances. I mean living a truly victorious and joyous Christian life. This is what we find that is articulated to us throughout the epistles. I mentioned that we had just talked about going through the book of James. This was a message that James had for the people that he was writing to. I mentioned Thessalonians earlier. This is the message that the Apostle Paul had for the Thessalonians, to be living in light of the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the message that we find in the book of Colossians. This is the gospel. This is what the gospel is all about. It can enable us, rightly understood and rightly applied to our life, to overcome any problem that we face in this life. Does that mean you're going to live a carefree life that you won't have any problems? No, that's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about you will be able to go through anything that this life brings into your path, or I should even say that God brings into your path. He's the one who is controlling our providence. Anything that goes, that you go through, that He has determined that you should go through in this life, you'll be able to do it in a way that is honoring to Him. And that's our ultimate goal. We've got a couple minutes left to the program. If you want to call in to receive a copy of the book that we've been talking about today, you've got a couple minutes still to do that. 1-888-660-WLFJ. That's 1-888-660-9535. I also have my email up and running. That's kevin@knowingthetruth.org, kevin@knowingthetruth.org. And Twitter is up and running as well, and that account is Knowing the Truth. And so any of those ways, you can get in touch with me and be happy to try to get one of these books into your hand if you call during the program today. I mentioned the other day that I had an opportunity at the National Counseling Conference that was taking place in Spartanburg to speak with a number of authors. If you didn't get a chance to hear the live broadcast the other day, I just want to let you know again the authors that I spoke with, because you can go back out to my website, and this is true for any of the radio broadcasts. You can go back out to the knowingthetruth.org website, and almost immediately after the broadcast, I upload an MP3 audio file. And those audio files are made available to you absolutely free. And so you can download those if you're familiar, if you're very technically savvy and you understand what a podcast is. Podcasts of the program are made available for you. You also, the MP3 file itself, you can listen to it streaming directly from my website, or you can download it and then play it back later. So all of those options are available for you out on the knowingthetruth.org website, including the interviews I did the other day. Here's one that I did that you might be interested in, and this is a rather large book with a foreword by Dr. John MacArthur, but it was written by Stuart Scott, and he wrote the book called The Exemplary Husband. Now, when I saw this, I thought that my wife had written a book, and she was just writing a little biography about me when I saw the title of it. I'm kidding, obviously, of course. But this is Stuart Scott, who has written this, A Biblical Perspective of What the Husband's Role and Responsibilities Are. And so I spoke with Stuart Scott. He's a well-known Christian author. He's written many books and just a very, very gracious man. And you'll enjoy. This book is very well laid out. It's very simple to read, but it's very exhaustive on the issue of what is an exemplary husband like. Ladies, you may want to get your husband a copy of this book if you're listening to the broadcast. This is put out by Focus Publishing. Listen to the broadcast from the other day on Tuesday's broadcast, and then get them a copy of this book. Secondly, and I've got to go a little quicker here now because my time is almost gone, but I also spoke with Mark Mann about his book called One Ministry of the Word, and the foreword to this book is by Dr. Jay Adams. And Mark, his thesis, if you will, in this book is that the pastor has to be involved not just in the preaching of the gospel and the preaching of the word of God there at the church, but the ministration of it in private and in public with the people there at the church. And so it was the tagline to this, or the subtitle is Recovering Biblical Pastoral Ministry. It's very interesting. I highly recommend it for any of the students that are out there or anybody involved in ministry. That also, this one is published by Timeless Text. And then the third author that I had on the other day was Mark Shaw, Dr. Mark Shaw, and he wrote a book called Strength in Numbers, and this is about how to train other people in your congregation to do biblical counseling as well, so that the pastor has some help by some of the other lay people in the congregation. It's a team approach to biblical counseling, certainly something that is needed in our congregations today. This one is put out by Focus Publishing. Go out to the website, click on that blog, it'll give you all the information. I'll see you next Tuesday on the broadcast. Have a
You've
great
been
week.
Listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Travelers Rest. For more information about the church and radio ministry, visit us on the web at knowingthetruth.org.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or Clear Channel Communications.
Life-changing teaching and talk for the Carolinas and Georgia. Christian Talk 660. WLFJ, Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson.